Well, which is a fact, and of course, yeah. We just mentioned earlier in the show about the United Nations voting, you know, 1 million to 2 to get the U.S. to stop their embargo in Cuba. And I said, we just tell them to shove it.
So Assad, although I do believe what he's saying, you know, this is terrorist acts taking place.
Well, and the expert from London says it's the Muslim Brotherhood trying to.
They're doing their job. They have to blow up the pipelines. However,
they're doing a good job.
So even though Assad is telling the truth here, he's a player. He's a player in the game, and he lets it slip in this clip.
So what's the biggest misconception? Why is there this misconception in U.S. saying the country is stable, we have some factions? What's the misconception?
First of all, who is the most of the world? Most of the West, you mean?
Not just the West, Turkey. Turkey, Jordan,
Turkey is not most of
the members,
world.
That's not the West, the members of the Arab League, they are saying to you they are imposing sanctions. Some of them are telling you to step down. These are your neighbors.
There's agenda for those countries. It's a political game. It's not because they don't care about the killing, they don't care about democracy. Most of these countries, they have agenda. I'm not going to talk about it now. I'm not going to talk about their agenda.
Yeah, not going to talk about the agenda because he's in on the game.
Yeah, but obviously.
But again, this is not just about countries. This is, and so this will relate back to your question about the British and the MI6. You can't see it just as the British and MI6. It's the corporations. BP has their own agenda. ExxonMobil has their own agenda. Shell has their own agenda. So whoever has the right people in the right place, this is corporate. The government.
Chevron and Unocal are also players, and also Gazprom, whoever it is, out of Russia.
So obviously.
Well, wait. Before you go on with this,
I
want to throw another wrench into the works.
Okay.
So while there's a bunch of this propagandizing going around, especially on the news shows about this Syria action, and you see pictures of Hillary in the UN, who, by the way, she does not look good.
No.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, comes Brzezinski. Your buddy.
My pal. Yeah. Just listen. Is that the cue?
Well,
here?
I mean, I didn't know what to make of these two clips that I picked. I mean, essentially, he always keeps going back to world governance, which again is code for we want to get in on this action too.
Uh huh.
You know, so the elites, because what you're describing is a huge multi-trillion-dollar money-making scheme.
Yes,
which is. Would make sense that people would want to get in on it, but he's making assertions and other commentary that I think it just doesn't sound right. But in the meta view that you're giving us, it actually makes a little sense. And I don't know which one of these to play first, but play Lost It first.
Collectively address the problems that the world faces.
One of those is to I think in your term expand the West. To include places like Russia and Turkey.
Absolutely. I think that it's in the vital interests of the West to do so. And I think drawing in Turkey, drawing in Russia, would greatly increase the vitality of the West. And after all, the Turks, in the course of the last 100 years, have demonstrated a determination to be modern, secular, and democratic. So they're really part of our value system. In Russia today, we see for the first time the emergence of something we can call a civic society.
Okay, so what's happening is we're going to put names to these eventually. We will be able to figure it out.
And by the way, he is on that side of the equation.
Yes, oh yeah, no, we're going to be able to figure it out because what he's saying is Russia, Turkey, Europe. That's the way it should go. And I'm just going to relate that to the pipelines because there is the South Stream, there's the Blue Stream, there's all these pipelines that run through Turkey. So he wants Turkey, 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 Turkey. How many times has Hillary Clinton been to Turkey? She's been trying that too. But now,
and by the way, let me give you something on this meme he just said. He said that it's a modern, secular, democratic.
Yeah.
For the last 100 years, they have been fighting this. The public in Turkey are fighting this. And he says they share our value system. They are 100% Muslim society that would love to go Sharia. They don't share any. That's bull crap. Yeah, the elites do, but this is not. This is a all. I was thinking when I first saw this, before I'm starting to think about this other thesis, was that what is he? This guy, has he not been to Turkey recently? Has he not been to the Istanbul airport? I mean, it's just short of having goats in it. I mean, it is. All the women are covered up. It is just very extreme. You'd think that you're in. Saudi Arabia.
There are a lot of places in Turkey where the burqas come off and the girls go crazy. I mean, there is some.
Well, actually, in Istanbul, the party section there is beyond compare. Yeah, I have to say, they know how to party in Turkey. Yeah, I'm not saying that's not true.
They do,
but that can end at the drop of a hat with one new government. And I just don't see that what he's seeing.
Well, Turkey is obvious. Well, Turkey is obviously against the whole Israeli thing. In fact, Turkey,
it'd have to be.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying, "Hey, Cyprus, that's our territory. You can't have that." This is the whole history of Cyprus and Turkey. But again, and if you haven't seen it yet, please go to pipelines.curry.com. You'll see where all of this is headed, and the shortest route from all this wonderful resource replacing nuclear energy going right into Europe.